Ah, yes. Everybody is a star. Everybody's a star. We all want to shine. I like those lines. I can feel it when you shine on me. I love you for who you are. We are all stars shining. Contemporary poet brought together this image of stars and music in her poem, Gemini Rising. Poet Amy Genova. She was reflecting on the fact that her own daughter was pregnant with twins. Two winged hearts delivered from the galaxy beat in twin syncopations, an in-womb connection. Twin lozenges asleep in their side-by-side universe, dreaming. They find a thumb. And the mother, all things mother. A new vein along her neck, new weight, the challenge of two. Comets, zips and hips, expanding. Who will they be? Are they already? Older sister waiting too for a duet. Or a calamitous choir instead of a solo. A new constellation to sing. Whatever will be, except sleep. Only dreams and stars. Stars are images of our basic goodness and the wonder of being and of being human. We are all made of star stuff. Old Carl Sagan said, the nitrogen in our DNA, the calcium in our teeth, the iron in our blood, even the carbon in our apple pies were first made in the interiors of collapsing stars. But then, if one reflects on this, the same thing applies to dim-witted fish and even to our cruel enemies, the people we feel are harming what is beautiful and good in the world. Being alive is lovely and wondrous, but why are we alive? Sagan, that scientist, drifted into religion when he said, we are a way for the universe to know itself. Some part of our being knows the stars are where we came from, and we long to return. And we can, because the cosmos is also within us. We are all made of star stuff. So listen to the stars. Be like them is part of our message today. The stars call to us. But it's really the music that moves us, that enables us to move towards the stars. The word homily on my remarks here means that the focus today is not on my remarks. The focus, of course, is in the stars, but the center of the day is not with them. So serene and beyond our reach, the power of music is at the center. The power of our music to shape things, to put things in order, that is what we extol on Music Sunday. Today the music helps us feel our unity and our beauty. It helps us to admit our fears, to admit we feel divisions, and then to find hope and beauty in these dark times. And music can make us cry, and it can make us laugh. Remember when I was in third grade, elementary school, I loved my music teacher. She would spark my imagination as well as teach the basics of music. And I came across a music joke which I memorized and then saved up for just the right day. Waited for a cold, icy day in Colorado. And I came up to her and I said, do you know why a day like this is just like music? And she said, no, why? And I said, because if you don't see sharp, you'll be flat. As far as I could tell, she had never heard that joke before, and she loved it. That's why she was a good music teacher. Music has the power to connect us. Music has the power to change us. We may be feeling and thinking one day, and a song comes on the radio or rises in our minds, and suddenly we are transported, we are transformed, we feel different. We see the world differently. We become different people. Once I went to our National Unitarian Universalist Assembly, General Assembly, and at the beginning there's a big prayer, a banner parade. And I had a friend, a member of my congregation, who had a banner that had the name of our congregation, and it was going to march in the parade. So I was in the big main hall, and this friend went off to some ante room off in a convention center where the all 100 people or so gather for the parade. And as they could hear off in the distance, they could hear music. Way off in the distance, they could hear voices. They're kind of isolated from it. And as they were getting ready to go out, one person there with one of the banners had a heart attack. And suddenly he collapsed. His companion cried out. People were surrounded, started gathering around. And my friend said they felt so hopeless. I mean, it was kind of useless. There was one person who was doing first aid. So someone was knowledgeable doing first aid. They had called the paramedics. But what are they supposed to do? They're all sitting around and completely, you know, the parade forgotten. What's our purpose? And then one person began to sing. And they began to sing Spirit of Life, which is a song that almost all you use know, that almost all Unitarian Universalists sing at some point or another, a song that came to Carolyn McDade when she was in despair. It was a song of hope. And they began to sing, hundreds of people just singing a cappella surrounding this person. And my friend said that she felt as though they suddenly had a power and a purpose to keep this person alive with their singing, to change who they were. They no longer felt useless, but like they were a part of something very powerful. And when the paramedics came and said this person was doing all right, and they took the person with the heart attack out, they got ready for the parade, and then eventually they came out into the grand hall. But they had undergone a transformation. They saw a power present in that gathering that others had not experienced. The power of music. So today, I invite you to listen for the stars in the music, to listen for the music of the stars, and to be changed. Out of the silence, music, times of trouble, life made clean and evident, as clear as the stars, truth shining in them, the truth that love prevails in heaven and earth. Is it true? And if it is not love that you hold to, then in what do you place your faith? In what do you ground your soul, your spirit? And the word spirit is undefined. We use it a lot, but it has no clear definition. It refers to different things. But I've always said that the word spirit doesn't really refer to anything. It refers to what I would call a gestalt, a drawing together until the togetherness is greater than the sum of its individual parts, more than just a sum of things, but something that moves, something that is more than many things, but binds them all together. It's about meaning and the way in which meaning brings us together. In this song, stars I shall find, the words repeated over and over summon a feeling of hope and possibilities. The song Instant Karma encouraged us to get our spirits right, to get our attitudes and minds and relationships right. It pushes us a little bit to something more than just feeling like we're shining, but doing something. And music has that power. Music has that power because it is, in part, physical. Music is always vibrations in the air. It is always created by something physical, whether that's electronic impulses and a little earbud or voices and instruments moving and shaping the air, and then it moves through our bodies, and our bodies physically respond, our nervous system sparking. It is a physical experience, the vibrations in our bellies, and our physical bodies, and our thoughts, the words, or the images, or the music, and then our emotions coming in and fusing with those thoughts together into something greater, this wholeness. There's a power, a spirit power in music. There's an ancient Greek thinker, you may have heard of him, Plato. He noted, musical training is a more potent instrument than any other, because rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul on which they mightily fasten, imparting grace and making the soul, both of him who is rightly educated and graceful, and of him who is ill-educated and ungraceful. It's a power in the spirit. That spirit power in the music. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who I refer to as the failed Unitarian Universalist minister because he left the parish ministry, stopped serving congregations, and went on his lifelong speaking and writing tour. He wrote in his essay, Nature, "If the stars should appear one night in 1,000 years, how would we believe and adore and preserve for many generations the remembrance of the city of God which had been shown? But every night come out these envoys of beauty and light the universe with their admonishing smile." And is this not also true of music? If we only heard music once in every 50 years, we would never take it for granted. We would share the experience. We would hold on to it in any way we could. And yet we have music all the time, this fantastic music that comes out in this services and out of our radios and everywhere. Do not take it for granted. Listen for the spirit that it is serving. Listen for the spirit that it is bringing into our lives and changing us towards the good, towards the nurturing, towards the beautiful.